Good morning,
Ren. G'day. I've got my STI booked in for a tune and I think just a general checkup on the 21st of November. I'm going to have to move that just because I don't have a license at the moment, so I can't get there.
What name was it under?
Julian.
Here we go. So I'm just going to put it down to postpone. Did you want to give us a call back when you're ready to go?
I know you guys get pretty busy. I mean, I can put something tentatively in for now if that sort of works, like March the 20th.
That's right. Maybe give us a call in the new year and then we can work from there, because I'm not sure what sort of time frame you're working with there. But yeah, just let us know.
Okay, no worries. I'll do that. I'll rebook it. In terms of catch cans, do you guys fit those and have ones that you recommend for...
A GCA?
Yeah, for a GCA.
The only one that really works well is probably one that goes near where the battery is. Like one of the ones we've made is the catch can battery combo sort of thing. It takes up the whole spot of that battery area there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. No,
any of the other super cheap auto ones or the other, they're just too small capacity.
Are they? Yeah. I bought a Process West one, but it's like for a diesel. It's just that universal one for a diesel car. It's like got a big port, but yeah, I don't know.
They're okay.
I'm not sure what.
Right. The only issue is like you're limited port wise. The Subaru is unique in that it's got the crankcase and the heads separate. They just don't work that well. You need two separate systems or one single big catch can with two PARs in it, and that's what we built. So if you jump on the website, you'll see them there.
Oh, okay. I might have a look. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'll check it out.
No worries, mate.
Thank you.
Speak to you later.
See you, bye.